It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, if a Vermont state senator and some advocacy groups in Windham County have their way, the phrase Vermont homegrown could be a reference not just to food, but to marijuana. In fact, Vermont Homegrown is one of the groups that joined Senator Jeanette White this week at the River Gardens in Brattleboro to discuss proposed legislation that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Vermont. Reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman covered the meeting and has been writing about the Legalize It movement in the Brattleboro Reformer. He joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Howard, thanks so much for speaking with us again.
Sure. Nice to be back. Thank you.
Now, what was the purpose of this meeting? About how many people attended?
Well, it was a pretty well-attended meeting. There were about 50 or 60 people. The meeting was put together by Senator White, by this group, Vermont Homegrown, and also this group, Vermont Cannabis Collaborative, which is a group that was put together mostly with business leaders and a few other supporters. And they were the main drive of the meeting. They're having two other meetings around the state. There's one in St. Johnsbury on August 20th, and there's one in Manchester on September 1st. And the meeting, from what they said, was a way to kind of get away from Montpelier, get away from Chittenden County, and try to travel to other areas of the state to hear from people about legalizing cannabis.
Now, was it a mostly pro-legalization audience, or were there some people that spoke out against the idea as well?
No, it was actually only pro-audience, and something Senator White said right at the top of the meeting, the idea behind these meetings that are being held around the state is not to debate whether or not cannabis should be legal, but when it becomes legal, how it should happen. Now, when hearings happen in Montpelier next year, I think there will be more debate on whether or not it should or shouldn't happen, but these meetings are specifically geared only towards talking about how it should happen in Vermont, when it should happen, and what role the state, you know, should play going forward.
I noticed that in your article. It's so interesting that they were saying when, not if. Now, Governor Peter Shumlin has been a backer of legalization, but he's not running for re-election in 2016. And, of course, it's unknown what the next governor of Vermont would do with a legalization bill. Is there a sense of urgency, then, for Jeanette White and other supporters to get the bill acted on this year?
Very much. That's what they're saying. Senator White said that they don't know who's going to be the governor in 2016, but they know who the governor is not going to be. And there's a feeling that Governor Shumlin does support this. So Jeanette White and some of the other legislators are going to start writing this bill in November, largely using the information that they're gathering at these meetings. And they want to have a bill ready, you know, on January 1st, introduce it right away, and really make sure it's one of the priorities of the upcoming legislative session.
Okay, so that bill you're talking about won't be written until November. Were there any specifics about the bill from her committee that we might be seeing in a bill come November in Montpelier?
Yeah, that was one of the interesting parts of this meeting. The bill is not written, and Senator White was pretty clear about that, but she talked a lot. A lot of the feeling in the audience was that people want to keep it local, people want to keep it small scale, and Senator White talked a lot about trying to get into the legislation a way to control this and to make sure that people with a lot of money and a lot of backing are not the only ones growing it. It might not even be possible for them to do it. There was talk about allowing people to buy plots to grow. And then she was also talking about ways to, like, in each county, possibly only allowing so many growers. And so there's a lot of details to be written, but it sounds like they were really going to try to concentrate on keeping it local and keeping it small. Another really interesting part of this meeting is that, now it wasn't a hearing, so people weren't given testimony, they didn't give their names, but they were talking pretty openly about growing marijuana, about their history of growing marijuana, and there was a feeling in the room that, hey, we know how to do this. We've been doing this a long time. We grow really good cannabis, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel. So we have growers, and what the state needs to do is find out a way to distribute it.
Now, Jeanette White has been pretty outspoken about her support for legalization, and she's also said that it's not about bringing in potential revenue from taxing the legal sale of pot. What is her motivation for wanting to see pot legalized in Vermont?
She didn't really stress the taxation too much. The meeting was also supported by the Vermont Cannabis Collaborative, which is mostly made up of business leaders. Will Rapp was there, who was the founder of a gardener supply company, and he talked a lot about the revenue, and he also really talked about the importance of Vermont becoming the East Coast leader. I think everyone in the room was saying that this is going to happen, and they're saying if it doesn't happen in Vermont, you know, next year it could happen in Maine, it could happen in Rhode Island, and they really want to get out in front of this and make sure that when people talk about East Coast cannabis, they think about Vermont. They were also really drawn connections to the local food movement, to the craft beer industry, and to the artisanal cheese industry, and kind of making that connection that that's what people should be thinking about when they're buying East Coast weed, is buying Vermont grown.
And briefly, Howard, it appears there's plenty of support for legalization in Brattleboro. Senator Jeanette White, I know State Senator David Zuckerman has come out in favor of this. What about any indication you've seen that there is as much support in the rest of Vermont or at the State House?
Well, I guess that remains to be seen. There was also a lot of talk about making sure that youth education is a part of this, that there's a lot of health studies done. You know, obviously, I'm down here in Windham County, so I don't have a real good feel for the rest of the state. So I'm not sure. I think it's going to be one of the major conversations this year. I think there are going to be a lot of public hearings from law enforcement and health advocates, and we're going to have to see where it goes.
Howard Weiss-Tisman reports for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All right, Mitch. Thank you.